قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in the current verse there is الوعيد الشديد لمن كتم العلم المفيد. There is a severe threat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that person who conceals the clear signs and the guidance that came from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he had explained in detail for the people. Let us look at the translation of this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who conceal that which we have revealed of the clear signs and the guidance after having explained it in detail to the people in their own books, if they conceal this from their people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala casts damnation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses such people, and every being and every single thing in this universe curses them. Abu al-Aliya, the great Mufassir, when explaining this verse, he mentions who is meant by yaktumuna, those who conceal that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed of the clear signs. He says it refers to the ulama of the Yahud and Nasara. They would conceal from their people the sifa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was a clear sign. They would conceal from the people the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was clearly mentioned for them in their own books. So because of them doing such a thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says upon them lies the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the curse of all the people. It is mentioned in tafsir that a genuine alim, a true alim, every single being and every single thing makes istighfar for him. يَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى الْحُوتْ فِي الْبَحْرِ Even the fish in the ocean makes istighfar for him. Even the tayr in the hawa, the birds in the sky, they also make istighfar for him. So it is mentioned that here in this case, for such people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses them and Allah says that everything curses them. So even the fish in the ocean curses such people and even the birds in the sky curses such people. From here we understand our duty and obligation for spreading dini knowledge and the wa'id and the threat and the warning for concealing dini knowledge. We see in a hadith it is mentioned in riwayat of Ibn Majah, Ibn Majah reports the hadith, من سئل عن علم فكتم فمن سئل عن علم يعلمه فكتم. That person who was asked about some dini knowledge, that person who was asked about some Islamic knowledge, which he knows very well, فَكَتَمَهْ, and he conceals it from that person who asked him the question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلْجَمَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِلِجَامٍ نَارٍ On that day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of Qiyamah, this person will come harnessed with a rain of fire. This person will come harnessed with a rain of fire. So we see this is our duty and obligation to spread dini knowledge. Of course, this particular hadith, it refers to that person, that alim, who is the only alim available, who understands and who knows very well that particular mas'ala of ilm. If there are other ulama that are there, then of course he has the option to revert that person who asked him that question to people who he probably thinks would probably know that particular mas'ala better than himself. Then in that case, this particular hadith is not applicable or does not refer to such an alim. From here we also understand the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, namely Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his riwayah is mentioned. He says, لَوْلَا آيَةٌ مِّن كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَا حَدَّثْتُ أَحَدًا شَيْئًا Had it not been for one verse in the Quran, he says, I wouldn't have reported a single hadith. And then he read, فَتَلَى هَذِي الْآيَةِ He read this ayah of the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ Indeed, those people who conceal that which we have revealed of the clear signs and the guidance after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained it clearly in detail for the people in their books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curses such people. So he read this verse of the Quran. We understand that even Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood that sharing the ilm of hadith, the knowledge of hadith, shares the same privilege as that of teaching the knowledge of Quran. And concealing the knowledge of hadith, it shares the same wa'id, threat, and punishment and warning as that of concealing the knowledge of Quran. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا, that these people who conceal the knowledge of the clear signs which were report, which were there revealed for them in their books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah's curse is upon them, and every being in this universe curses them, except for those people. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَعْبُوا, Allah says that Allah's curse is upon them except for those people who have made tawbah, who have turned to Allah in repentance. وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they rectified their deeds. وَبَيَّنُوا, and after that they began to explain in detail whatever was in the kitabs for the people. Allah says, فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِمْ, then again my tawbah is open for them and I forgive them. Why? وَأَنَا التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ, because I am the most forgiving, I am the most merciful. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, that indeed those who have disbelieved, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارُ, and then they have died, they have passed away in this dunya whilst they were in the condition that they were kuffar. Allah says, such people, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ, upon them also is the curse of Allah, and upon them is the curse of the malaika, and upon them is the curse of all of mankind, وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they shall remain in that curse forever. Some mufassirin explain fiha to refer to the azab of Jahannam. So they shall remain in that curse forever, or they shall remain in the azab of Jahannam forever. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب, and the azab shall never be lightened from them in any way. ولا هم ينظرون, nor will they be granted any respite from the side of Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes this ruku by saying, وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٍ, know well that your ilah is one ilah, your God is one God, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ, there is no ilah but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most beneficent, the most merciful. آخر دعوانا الحمد.